Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the globe. Welcome to this episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where every single thing we do, we say, we express aims to support you becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I really want to do a deep dive on the healing path in men. To be honest, at the time of recording, I haven't locked in on what the exact title is for this. The title I have on the sheet in front of me, just as a prompt, is like, men heal with men, period. And yet, very often it's like, you know, the healing path. As men, we predominantly, you know, associate healing with physical healing. You know, it's like, oh, I broke my leg, or I ruptured my shoulder playing football. I've got a chest infection. You know, that's the healing path. With the sort of culture of lone wolfing that I regularly speak to, you know, we tend to predominantly in modern male culture not view the healing path as being, you know, along the psychological and the emotional levels. Yet if intuitively just speaking now, if I substitute men heal with men, period. If I substitute heal with reclaim authenticity, men reclaim authenticity with men, period. I feel that most men, in my experience, one-on-one deep coaching conversations and friendships and men circles with men around the globe, cross-culturally, I find it's true that most guys will resonate with a deep desire to be authentic. To be real, you know, to find your voice, to find your truth, to find what's true for you and come from there. Sometimes it can be so deep down that maybe you mightn't resonate with it. But in conversation, it's more, I have found in my experience, it more resonates with men. You know, oh, the desire to be authentic, yeah. Are you on the healing path? No. You know, it's like, and it's all in words, and that's okay. But I would actually suggest that the healing path is fundamentally reclaiming authenticity. Reminding ourselves, you know, that repetition is mastery. You know, our two fundamental needs, growing up as young kids, and we bring the life you're creating now is built upon the system of beliefs that you set in place in your formative years, 0 to 8. There are pre-birth memories set in your nervous system as well, if you really go into the depths of it. So you are creating your life experience, which includes your marriage. And here we are in the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. You know, you guys listening in, you know, it's predominantly, and it's like, just to call a spade, it's like, it's not going the way you want. Otherwise, you wouldn't have clicked. If she was bragging about you, if she was loving you up, if you're having like an amazing sex life, you wouldn't have clicked on this podcast. So just like really speaking to that. And that's okay. That's actually more than okay. It's like, kudos to you for actually having the courage to click on the podcast and listen in if you're regularly listening in. That's brilliant. Ultimately, the main issue is not knowing. The main issue in marriage is not knowing how to express your radical authentic truth in a safe way that your wife receives that. That's ultimately it. I could, like, every single guy that comes to me, you know, guys will come in and a lot of the times they have it with their wife. That's, you know, that's what we do in childhood. We blame the external world. We don't realize it's our thinking, our talking, and our taking action that are driving the creative process in producing the results in marriage, in money, in parenting, in health, in whatever endeavor, whatever part of your life. It's your thinking, it's your talking, it's your taking action that is playing the main creative role in creating the results. And that's, it's as true in marriage as it is in any other aspect of life. Yeah, when guys come to me, very often it's like their wife is not seeing them. She doesn't listen to them. He never feels safe around her. She criticizes him. He never feels validated. She never validates shit around him. Like, she's sort of against him by default, or, you know, there's no, she just, if she just respect me, she's not using respectful language, you know, in definitely in times of conflict. And she challenges him, but it's challenging by criticizing him. There's all of these, you know, feelings that come true. And that's what makes it so hard. You know, when all of that stuff is coming true, when it's so hard, and why most guys naturally and justifiably resist going into, you know, marriage therapy, relationship therapy, call it what you want. Because their wife is there. You know, what you perceive in this moment in time very often as being, you know, a main source of your issues. And yes, it's not predominantly that, just blame. There can be a lot of shame that comes up. You can put it on yourself, you know, excessively, but not in a constructive way. I'm all, those of you listening in, you know, I'm all for extreme ownership. You've got to put it on yourself. But shame is putting it on yourself in a negative sense. It's beating the shit out of yourself. It's your inner critic without any boundaries, beating the shit out of yourself. It's like, I'm not a good enough man. I'm not a good enough lover. Look at me. I'm a limp dick motherfucker. It's like, whatever. It's like, we have all of these terms. That's shame. That's not of use either. But healing path, it's really difficult to reach stages of mastery, to have massive transformation when you do that path with your woman, because it's such a fraught scenario that the therapist, like, no matter how skillful they are, they're dealing with the massive backlog of resentment, and like keeping that safe and getting a conversation going. They can get to a level of conversing, but to get to the levels of radical, authentic truth that is like at the root of you as a man, at the root of your wife as a woman, that, and that's the ultimate healing path. That's the ultimate. You actually, there is no marriage, by my perspective, to be the husband she brags about. She brags about, she loves you. When you tap into your radical, authentic truth, not the harmonious, oh, we've learned to converse together, we've learned to stop arguing, we've learned to, you know, see each other and hear each other, and we're functioning better. Functioning better very often is like the height of therapy, the therapeutic. I'm like, brilliant, cool, if you can go from totally dysfunctional to functioning. But therapy only brings you a lot of these online programs, therapy, etc., etc., they bring you on a journey from dysfunctional to functional. But that's nowhere near satisfactory for me, from my perspective. Is functional better than dysfunctional? Yes. But if that's the end point, there is such a lack of passion and a lack of fulfillment over the long term, if that's where you stop. And the radical authentic truth, it's an age-old acceptance in all the indigenous traditions that men heal with men and women heal with women. And it's not that it's like, oh, there's a distrust, you know, men heal with men because you don't want to have a woman around, or, you know, like, oh, fuck, like the women from their side going, don't fucking want men around, like, hey, we're sisters together, you know. It's not an ignorance. It's actually a divine honoring of, like, the masculine core within men, that men, powerful men, gather together and they meet each other's needs. And they honor each other, and they challenge each other, they love each other, they accept each other, they call each other on their bullshit, but there's such a bond of brotherhood and trust that men rise to their highest peak performance, inner and outer, with that support. And from there, then they meet with their women, and vice versa. The woman supported to the root of her being with the women's circle, with the red tent. You know, what was happening with women was the red tent was one term that amazingly is beautiful. Like the energetics of this is astounding. I'm actually seeing it happen with my beautiful Queen Matilda and our firstborn Anya, who is now having her period. They start happening in tandem, that they have their period at the exact same time. That's what was happening. Women for 2, 3 days per month would go off to the red tent. They would Every woman that was having their menstrual cycle happening at that time, they would all go off together, and they would convene together and like go through this deep spiritual connection within themselves and with other women, and then they would come back to their marriages, to the community, completely revived and revitalized from their refining, reconnecting with their feminine spiritual essence. It has worked for millennia. But so often this, like so many things in modern society, the incredible practices that worked, that have been the basis of civilization for so long, have been hacked out. And we're the sort of pretty much the most unhappy, most unhealthy, species. We're at the most unhappy, unhealthy part that we have as human beings, and there can be back arguments to this. Oh, we're living for such a long, life. Okay, we have mastered this thing, funnily enough, to live so long, but there are rampant levels of all the major diseases out there, and the look at the pharmaceutical companies and the medical industry has mastered the art of treating symptoms, but not getting to the mechanism. So yeah, they'll treat symptoms of a heart problem for 20 years. They'll treat the symptoms of asthma, respiratory disorders for 60 years. Creaming, creaming profits. So, again, you've got to look at what modern society is telling you is the way to work things. And they say get from dysfunctional to functional. At the base of it all, functional and in this modern society, from my perspective, from my first-hand experience, and from the one-on-one clients, and I, when I speak like this, guys love that. I set the target for you. I invite you. Nay, I actually directly challenge you, guys listening in, is to rip getting your marriage and married life, by extension, to a level of functionality. It's functioning. To rip that out. You want like the whole 5-course meal, 5-star 5-course meal that's available. You don't want to go from, the few crumbs that fall from the table. That might be your current situation. That was my situation in marriage where, hey, I was having an experience of a meal of some sort. But man, it was like the bare scraps of the table. Didn't realize that at the time, but when I came to realize, it's like, wow. Like recently, I mentioned last week's episode with you, the more I lean in, the more I realize it's like, man, there's so much more. Like the last 3.5 years, like it's astounding where my marriage has come. I didn't think it was possible to get to this point where I am now, and how I can converse with my woman, make love, parenting, the harmony, we're living our life passionately, like going at our vision, and that it's amazing. I didn't think this was possible, yet there's also this excited part of my being, and this is my radical, authentic truth. And I believe, guys, every single one of you listening in, at your core, where if you're in a space, if you're in an environment, and there's other men living like this, where they're like, yes, I want the full 5-star 5-course meal that's available in my marriage, in my life, in my health, in my parenting, in my finances. That's when, like, if you're in that environment, I believe every single one of you will have like your unique 5-star 5-course experience of marriage, where you're like, yeah. I don't want to just get sexually functioning or sex life functioning, which is like, what does that mean in modern life? Man, if you're, fucking once or twice a week, well, that's way more functional than the dysfunction of a sexless marriage, which most marriages end up having. Oh, I'm functioning, cool. Is it better than a sexless marriage? Yeah, but it's nowhere near the five-course, five-star meal that's available to you in your sex life. You know, oh, I want to just, you know, go beyond the name-calling and the drama of, like, dysfunctional, codependent sort of arguments. I want to just get that we can talk. Yeah, brilliant. Is talking harmoniously together lovely? It is beautiful. Is it an upgrade? It is. Is it functional? Is functional better than dysfunctional? Yes. But it's nowhere near the fullness of what is available to you. And that is why I just really want you to get that, to, you know, raise your standards. Tony Robbins talks about that. It's like his like foundational advice. He even laughs. He's like, oh, thanks, Tony. Like, is that all your advice? He's like, it is. Because, like, raise your standards. Now, the most potent place to raise your standards as a man, as a husband, is in space with other powerful men raising their standards also. And for me, men's circles are the best place to do that. There's no more potent experience for you as a man to reawaken, to reconnect, to reclaim your authentic truth as a man than in a men's circle, in a powerful men's circle. There's a whole array. Maybe some of you have had experiences with men's circles and it wasn't such a great experience. Hey, there's lots of different types out there. But what I found is when a men's circle is run really well, where you're truly safe, where the facilitator and where the men in it, they're living it. They're living at the edge of their capacity. They're challenging each other. They're loving life. They're going at it. They're healing, but they're not letting their healing journey turn into wound worship, where it's like, oh man, you're just talking about the same shit, different day. You know, you're talking about the same topic the last 3-4 months. Like, where are you? When are you going to just start taking action to prove these old beliefs that they're invalid, to just get new evidence? Lean in on courage. Stop waiting for confidence to build. Confidence is not going to build. You got to take courageous next action steps in your marriage, in your sex life, in your communication with your woman, in your parenting. Oh, money is a major issue in your marriage. That's the thing that could take the whole stack of cards down. Hey, take courageous action in reforming your financial life, etc., etc. There's no more potent space than a men's circle. I'll be really open and honest with you. You know, I've spoken to you guys, if you guys that are listening in, following the episodes, you know, in recent weeks, the last few weeks, between myself and my beautiful queen, they've been like really red hot, passionate, messy first, second, third, fourth, and fifth drafts of conversations of reclaiming, for me, reclaiming my authenticity. And when I've been doing that, I've just started getting relentless. Like, the penny has dropped in me. It's like there's so much more available as I'm speaking to. And I want the fullness of what's available. I don't want to look back. Like, touch base with yourself. Like, do you want to look back in 20, 30, 40 years' time? Or, like, worst case scenario, man, you're already on your deathbed. You know, the last few hours, the last few days left of your life, when ultimately you can't fucking go back and redo it. You're done. Like, what you did, you did. What you said, you said. But at this point, you can't go back and redo it. A reminder, you know, people in hospices, they've done this, I've spoken to this before, they've done research where the worst regrets, the number one worst regret of people in hospices that are coming into the final weeks and days of their life, their worst regret is not what they did. There's some part of a spiritual wisdom that it's like, you know, as humans, we get over what we did. It's like, I did it. Okay, I was a bit ignorant. I was in my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, but we don't form regrets about what we did, predominantly. The number one major regret cross-culturally of people nearing their death is what they did not do. It's what they waited for the confidence to do, but they never, that confidence never came, so they never took action on it. It's the number one biggest regret, guys. So, unacted potential in the moment is your biggest regret. It's, and you might get busy in life now. You might be busy in your career. Maybe you like the struggle in marriage. Maybe you learned growing up that, hey, struggle is a part of life, you know, so maybe raising your standards is not so available to you, you know, like with the belief system that you had. It's like same shit, different day. That's the emotional set point. So within that context, guys, it's so essential to build in, you know, unacted upon potential in your marriage now. And like your marriage is at the core of your existence. We can as men avoid this and busy ourselves with work, busy ourselves with our sporting endeavors, busy ourselves with our health endeavors, busy ourselves with drama, busy ourselves with, you know, create a full life, but not work on the potential, the unacted upon potential of our marriage. Number one, I've spoken to this again and again. It's like, you are risking divorce will happen because it happens a lot of times. Our women pull the trigger first and file for divorce. It's not scaremongering. It's statistically, like, it's a 1 in 2 chance in marriage, and up to 90% of divorces are filed for by women. 70 to 90% are filed for by women. So it's a statistical reality that unacted upon potential in marriage can lead to that. But I actually think the worst case scenario is unacted upon potential in marriage. The worst case scenario is that the divorce doesn't happen and you live unhappily together, unhappily ever after together, knowing you came, you saw, but you did not conquer. Your wife unfulfilled, you unfulfilled, never having lived your individual versions of passionate, radical, authentic truth, never committing to the path of, like, unveiling that, reclaiming your authentic truth. And you just sort of bartered out this, okay, well, we'll meet our attachment needs. We'll have a human with a beating heart beside us. Whatever. We'll cuddle every now and then. We'll have sex every now and then. And that's enough. Man, it's not like that's crumbs off the table. Let's just build it in. Your deathbed perspective of it is it's fucking crumbs off the table. Let's get real. If the results that are showing up in your marriage now aren't, you're not feeling radically fulfilled and you're not living a passionate everyday experience in your inner world as you do that dance with your woman in your whole life, you know, if you're not feeling like a sexual energized, you know, your libido for life is just pulsating red hot and expanding and you're just loving life. You can minimize and normalize that now, but there does come a point, can be divorce, can be your deathbed. It will hit you like a fucking train. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want to be unkind, but I can't afford to be unclear. You can't afford as a man to be unclear with the reality that is surrounding you. If you're not getting the results, if you're not feeling that radical, authentic truth, you're gifting that fearlessly. Because when you gift your radical, authentic truth fearlessly, that's when you're on fire. When you have your attachment needs and your radical authenticity needs met, you're on fire. If you ever meet, I've on the podcast inviting in guys, that's like a major benefit for me. I know you guys listening in get that benefit, hence the guest episodes are very popular. You get to vicariously live out through the embodiment of radical authenticity of other men. And there's a spectrum. It's not that every single guest that has been in I mean, there's a spectrum there. Like, not every single guy do I go, wow, like that's. Some have been exceptionally in radical authentic expression. I'm like, wow, there's a level of pulsating aliveness about them. My passionate curiosity is like, what is that guy thinking? What's he believing? How is he showing up in the world? The best place to have this happen is in men's circles to reclaim your authentic truth. As I say, if you enter into an experience of healing your marriage and getting back to, as I said earlier in the episode, getting back to functioning with your wife, man, it's there's a certain element of a dogfight, and the person that's facilitating that will find it very, very, very hard to go red hot, raw, radically direct at it, because why? You're trying to keep two egos in check, and with this authentic truth and inner child, it's a really complex thing. So getting to functioning is probably the height of where they can bring you. Definitely most couples will disengage at some point before they're anywhere near, anywhere, not even close. You're basically getting like, a bowl of soup from the table of what's available, and a relatively okay tasting, but it's just like one meal, one course, not very fucking good, and it's not five star. So, I mean, okay, it's better than crumbs, but it's not good enough. Together, it's really difficult. But when you get into this magical container where there's men that you can trust, and all their main needs, the masculine and feminine needs, remember, masculine and feminine is not male and female. The core, your core needs are met abundantly. Miracles happen. And this is why within the Be the Husband She Brags About movement, I've had major realizations recently where I actually, for the last couple of weeks in the radical conversations I was having with my wife, the idea came from me. We had talked about it down the years, but it's like, man, what if we just combined our efforts and made a business? What if we bring husbands and wives in together? What if we changed the name of it? And it made so much sense rationally from a business model sense. It's like, oh, just the combined energies, the synergy of it all. But man, after a week and a half of just going at that idea, that made so much sense. It was like, oh, I had my podcast ideas. It was like, oh, like 10 million per week, and in 5 years' time, I've shared that goal with you. It's like, maybe what? Just bring wives in. Like, I could, like, we could hit that target. It's like, no. It's just, it was not resonating as true by my authentic truth, what I know to be true. And what I know to be true and what I have witnessed firsthand is men heal with men, women heal with women. Men heal with men. You reclaim your authentic truth with other powerful men, because why? Your core needs, whether you're aware or not, your core needs growing up, but that's the issue. The core needs growing up as a kid weren't met. So our whole psyche, we're still trying to meet these needs, but we meet them in a real fucked up, dysfunctional way. And we don't know that, when you don't know that they're needs and you're trying to meet them anyway, that's where the mother of all communication breakdown fuck ups happen. When you don't know that they're needs. The core needs of every man, there's the feminine needs, the emotional needs we have, is to feel seen, to feel heard, to feel like these guys, I'm being heard. My truth, what's coming through, it's being heard. They're listening to me deeply, they're receiving me. And to feel emotionally safe, that you're not going to be attacked. Oh, you said this, or you said you made a mistake during the weekend. They just attack you. No, you feel seen and heard. And when you feel seen and heard, you're safe. These needs are non-negotiable. They're inarguable. 99.99% of men do not have these needs met in marriage and outside of marriage. And the main thing is here is outside of marriage with other men. Reminding ourselves, men heal with men. Men, historically going back, they first had masculine initiations with the elders of the tribe, with their dads, with the local boys at the right time, right age. They all went off. There were masculine male-only initiations. Then They prepared themselves to then enter marriage, to meet the feminine. They were prepared with the being seen, being heard, feeling safe, growing up with masculine male company in the most beautiful imaginable way possible. The masculine needs, feminine needs, seen, heard, and safe, the masculine needs, your masculine needs, are validation. These aren't the only needs, but I'm trying to get the most essential ones for the sake of just making the episode possible. Validation. You need to feel validated. And here's the thing. By other men. Validated. Where they're like, they validate your efforts as a man. Life is a hard son of a bitch of an experience. Jordan Peterson really speaks to that. It's like, it's an immense challenge to just be a human being. To be a man in this world, it's an immense challenge. Life is chaos. Life is chaotic. Always has been. It's constantly changing. It's like people say, oh, but now today. It's like, fuck now today, all that story. It's all a bullshit. Like, stop adding drama to what is already a dramatic situation. There's nothing really so exceptional about now. It's all a fucking story. Life is life. Life has always been happening. How we respond. But to be validated, to have your experience validated, your efforts validated, your challenges validated, your struggles validated. It's like you're valid. That's their human struggles. Not attacked, validated. Respect. To be respected by other men. To have a grounded experience where, hey, man, I see you as a husband. And it's especially important, like it's important for every man, but like within marriage, to have your efforts and your challenges and your struggles and your like how you're showing up and the courage of you showing up on a day-to-day basis, to have respect, that other men respect you for what you're doing. You might not be perfect. Nobody is. You have struggles. You have tons of places where you need to go. You've yet to go to turn around your situation spectacularly, but you are deserving of respect by default, non-negotiable. But having that with other men and then challenge, we have a need. Our masculine need is to have challenge. But it's safe challenge, it's direct challenge with all the other things. You're seen, you're heard, you're safe, you're feeling validated by these men, respected, and then ferocious black and white fucking challenge. It's like, cut the bullshit, man. We've been listening to you, we see you, we hear you, all of these things. But man, that's just a story you're telling yourself. Your wife isn't out to get you. That's just a story you're telling yourself. Like, you can make money. You're deserving of money. You've had experiences in the past, but you're beating the shit out of yourself. Get over yourself and get on with it. It's like, we need these things to thrive as men, to thrive as husbands within a family's scenario. What I have seen is one major lack in men's circles is that they're not specifically built. The ones I've been in and the majority of the ones that are out there, they're not built around family men. They're not built around the context of men that are showing up as husbands every single day. Majority of which have kids. And like to run, to lead, to practice self-leadership, meeting all your needs, being seen, heard, safe, validated, respected, and meeting challenge and showing progress and showing up in presence as a husband. In the deep, intimate relationship, in the arena of marriage, in the arena of parenting, in the arena of creating an ecosystem of love and respect and honoring so your whole family have all of those sacred needs met. Think about the complexity of that, guys. The complexity without any training, without the initiations in a profoundly sick society that hasn't taught us anything and has actually... As a result, we have been wounded by so much by the dysfunctional nature of society that so often we end up feeling we're the ones that are fucked up. You're not fucked up. You're not. I'm not fucked up. Did I and did you, did we take baggage along the way and belief systems because of a fucked up society? Yes. Are we responsible for our childhoods, for all of those beliefs we took on board? No, because all of those beliefs that we took on board got us to where we are now. Man, I honor that in me. I honor that in you. But what we are responsible for, and this is where I'm fucking black and white, is we are responsible for making the shift in our inner world. Taking extreme ownership for how we're thinking, how we're speaking, how we're taking action, our three dominant creative tools in the world. Our emotional state is sort of like the plate it's served on. We're responsible for that as well. We are responsible for changing that, for adapting that, for upgrading our inner response ability, our ability to respond with new words, with new ways of thinking, with new taking action, with new states of being, new states, emotional states. We're entirely responsible for that, and that changes everything in our outer world. That level of self-mastery happens most beautifully, most profoundly, most potently in powerful groups of men that are living the same type of life as you. They can validate you, they can respect you, they can challenge you because they know what that is in their life. They're meeting their own unique challenges, meeting a woman, you know, meeting the feminine shitstorm, the unpredictable, unboxable, untamable, beautiful, queenly goddess in our wives. And guys, that's the bit that turns you on. You know, early days when she was a bit mad, she was passionate, she was fucking untamable. That's what's most attractive. But then it just, we get bitty and bitey and we then have kids and get busy and it just gets shitty and we don't even know how it happened, but we wake up one day and we're like, our married life is just horrible. Calling it for what it is when there's no radical authentic truth, there's no passion, there's no fulfillment. Man, that stinks. You know, you can busy yourself whatever you want, but that stinks. It's horrible. I get it. It's horrible. I'm not saying you're horrible. I'm not saying your wife is horrible. I'm not saying your marriage is horrible. There's a lot to honor about it. But having a marriage that's not fulfilling and passionate, man, that's just not a nice experience. It's important to be black and white about this. The best place, as I say, the most potent place from my first-hand experience, and I am reshaping the business platform, the business framework that I'm going at, the Be the Husband She Brags About movement, to bring in men's circles as front and center of this movement. It's trial and error, guys. Any of you that are entrepreneurs, you'll know there's trial and error of different products, putting things out, and feeling into what my authentic truth is and what I have observed to be true. And I can, like, firsthand, hand on heart, men's circles for me have been the most potent place that has transformed everything in my marriage. And yet, the men's circles I'm talking about, if the men's circles I joined, which were generic men's circles, from young guys, free and single, to guys who were divorced, and all else in between with no specialized focus on every guy in the room being a married man, being husband, having kids, doing the whole married life thing. If that was transformative, guys, it's going to be transformation on steroids, on, like, if there was a healthy cocaine, like, with radical confidence, I can state it's going to be, like, miraculous what will happen when a potent bunch of guys that want, you know, you guys that are listening in going and you're resonating, you're like, no fucking way. I actually want you to, if you're in the car, if you're jogging now, you're out on a walk, you know, if you can let a growl and a roar out, I invite you to just go, yeah, you know, like, go, man. You know, my question here coming into landing is, do you want the full 5-star, 5-course meal experience available to you as a husband, as a lover, as a man, in your marriage, in your married life, and by extension, your whole life? Do you want the full 5-star, 5-course meal experience? Or are you happy to go, hey, no, you know what, man? You know, I'm happy with the crumbs off the table. I'm happy with, like, if I just get to, I'm caricaturing this, of course, on purpose. Because, you know, I'm happy enough, you know, just if I got a bowl of soup, you know, a bowl of soup is better than crumbs. I'm like, really? Really? You might want a bowl of soup is better than crumbs, but really? On your deathbed, is a bowl of soup experience going to be good enough? I'm going to be, like, just really direct here. No fucking way is it good enough for you. And if your belief system is that, cool, man, that's where you're at. Maybe trauma, maybe a whole heap of perspectives. you're like, it's scary shit. It has been for me for years. So I honor, if this feels triggering, that you feel it's a quantum leap to go, yeah, I want a full 5-star, 5-course meal. I want blissful sex. I want tantric lovemaking. I want the whole kit and fucking caboodle. I want the whole everything that's available to me. I want, like, if I'm a traveler, I want to be able to travel and experience the whole entirety of the most beautiful exotic places I've never been to yet. That's what I want in my married life experience. I want to experience what I, in this point in time, don't even know is possible. Because I don't know it's possible, I don't even know I can put it into my vision. I want it. I want the maximum emotional inner world experience of the most beautiful feeling, emotions of fulfillment, of passion, of joy, of ecstasy, of communicated, you know, union with my woman, the masculine, feminine dance. I want to master that. I want to leave, you know, leave this play, this theater, this temporary dance in life, knowing, man, I came, I saw, I conquered, I maxed it, I can't go back. Do you want to be on your deathbed, guys, where you're looking back going, I don't fucking want to go back? Because I'm here, you know, 50, 80, fucking 30 years from now, and I don't have regrets because I did it. I took action. I fucking did it. I went all in. I got the support of men around me. I took courageous action. And I did it. I have zero regrets. Zero. I transformed it all. And to leave this life knowing with radical confidence, confidere, with immense trust in yourself, where you're just like, I don't need to go back on any thoughts. Whatever the shit show was in my marriage up until a certain point, I dropped in and I found my radical, authentic truth and my power and my masculine core. And at that point, everything transformed. And my woman started, she just opened up her heart, her soul, her sacred sexual center, her garden. She received me because why? I finally was showing up as the king she was always yearning for. I'm like, guys, coming into landing here, is that what you want? I'm like, I can't hear your nose. If you're in front of me and you're saying, oh, well, I don't really know, you know, the bowl of soup type response, I'd be calling you on your bullshit. And it's not that you're a bad person, but it's like, man, that's not what you're here for. You know, if you can growl, I want you to growl and shout out. Shout out, declare to yourself, declare to your nervous system. Command, declare to every cell in your nervous system, in your body. Declare to the universe. Shout out, I want the full 5-star, 5-course meal, man. Of course you want that. You deserve that. Doesn't matter what belief system you inherited, man, that's the whole point. It's the whole hero's journey, is to overcome all perceived limitations and reach to your fullest potential, self-actualized state of being. And marriage is the most beautiful, potent arena in life to embody, to trigger, to provoke you into that. It's really intense, because when it's that intense and there's all seemingly obstacles in your way, it's provoking you, it's challenging you, it's saying, man, let's get real. If that's what you're wanting, and you absolutely are deserving of this, keep an ear to the ground. Launching very soon, I'm doing the behind the scenes, just the normal business stuff, getting the website together, etc., etc. The Be the Husband She Brags About men's circles for heroic, badass men like you that want the full 5-course, 5-star meal. It's coming soon. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be miraculous, the transformation, the levels of self-mastery, the levels of where your vision will expand to, and what you know is possible. It's going to be like, you're just going to undo all your expectations of life, of marriage, up until today and just rewrite that whole inner world programming to let you welcome in the type of marriage, the type of radical, authentic expression of your truth, of your masculine core, of your testosterone, sexually enriched libido and love for life, love for your woman, love for your kids, and just love for this beautiful sacred life experience. That is going to be the name of the game. And it's only going to be the guys that are going to gain entry or the guys that want that, because that's where the miracle's going to happen. Men healing men, coming back into our fullest power, and what a fucking game. That's the game of life, and you can feel in my passion. I'm actually come in with a fucking feeling. I was actually feeling unwell coming into this, wondering how my energy going to be. How's my energy going to be? Brilliant. I'm actually feeling healed by the end of this. I'm feeling infinitely better. Why? Because when you speak from passion, you speak from truth. Getting to do this dance with ye amazing, sacred, heroic men around the planet. So much honoring of you. I like. You're just amazing, guys. I honor your courage to show up, to listen in to another powerful episode, to listen in, to open up your hearts, your souls to the provocative nature of how I call you into this conversation. I know that's why, if the feedback I'm getting, that's what guys love about it, is that direct loving masculine challenge. But I honor you for having the courage to click back in, to stick the earphones in and press play and lean into the fire. Lean into the fire of direct masculine love and challenge. You're a hero. You're amazing. I love you guys. Full respect to you. Again, always ending with a profound reminder why we do what we do. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing kingly day.